coughing sound here and there, and I do see the hollow space in here a little bit, because I believe that many people are sick, including my hubby. And also, bear game is coming this afternoon, so probably people are adjusting and try to prioritize in this morning where to look at their body and where. So I guess we needed to lift up those people who are not feeling well, and then also those people who are facing their challenges in their personal lives, and also those people who are traveling this weather. And let's keep them in our thought and prayer. Oh, of course, prayers. All right, so if you have a Bible, please open it up. And then the first prayer sermon series, we start with a divine invitation. Praying is the divine invitation from the Lord. We receive this invitation, but we needed to make a decision whether we're going to respond to this invitation or disregard it. And then when we mention about this divine invitation, many of us decide that we're going to respond. And then based on the belief and conviction of that we were going to respond, and that we move into the direction of the prayer. Direction of the prayer has a four venue, right? And let's review how we did with this. The first direction, upward, inward,
outward.
Those are the four directions of a prayer. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you needed to have a yoga exercise, keep doing it. And then you're going to burn the calorie for sure. Not just a spiritual calorie, but it's a physical calorie too. Just do it. And then God created amazing exercise time for us to be healthy and spiritually and then physically too. So remember, upward, inward, outward, onward. And also, based on that structure, our church organized our ministry on the theology of a theology of a cross. Upward, inward, outward. If we go to a little bit of exercise time, it goes like this. Upward, inward, outward. Right? And ongoing. If you did it just one time upward, one time inward, one time outward, this is called dead tree, right? And but we are the spiritual organization. Organization means aliveness, some movement. We feel pain, we feel joy, and we share the joys and concerns in the congregation. We share, celebrate the presence of our being together as a faithful community. The movement is there. So our thought, our theology, our doing church together needed to have some movement. Right? Upward, you needed to keep, let God know, upward. And in the presence of God, you always needed to remind yourself who you are, whose you are. So this is kind of exercise times, yeah? Every time, so you needed to have, at least you needed to have this one. If you and I just exercise upward, inward direction only, that will end it up religious organization. Religious organization has no power. Right? What if we just focus on outward direction or onward? What is it called? Social organization. You do reach out people. Because you are so nice, your heart moves to reach out because I feel so bad that the people are not eating well and they do not have enough food on their table every single meal. And because of that sensitive heart you have, you are kind of reaching out. That is called a social organization. Church is a religious organization at the same time social organization. Gospel should not just stay in the church. It needed to go out. And that is called the social gospel in Methodist church call. Upward, inward, it needed to be repeated continuously. At the same time, we continuously go out, we reach out, and in an onward process, we needed to have it. So, my challenge right now is, how am I going to keep doing it? Upward, inward, outward, and onward together. Four-directional prayer and ministry all the time. It is a challenge. Would you like to try it? Upward, inward, keep doing it, keep doing it. And outward, outward, keep doing it. And move forward a little bit. Can you do it? You know, it is hard, right? It is hard. It is hard. Yes, it is hard, right? Like this, we need to exercise. Someday we can be able to coordinate four directional ministry in prayer so perfectly someday. But we needed to exercise. We needed to train ourselves. That's why we are coming to church every Sunday in the morning to worship God and recharge ourselves so our battery is full to go on and practice over and over and over until we have it. I know Bear Games coming this afternoon. They practice a lot. Do you know that? They just get in the field and play and win the game. Last week, they washed out the game. Do you know that, right? I watched it, looks like, right? Sounds like. You know, exercise is needed. If you wanted to be a winning team, you and I needed to practice. Spirituality is the same thing. If you and I do not practice just eating spiritual food, attending the worship and do nothing, you're going to be overrated. And you are not going to, you cannot practice what you are getting it. You have a full calorie first in your system, like a nutrition, physical nutrition program we know of. Spiritual nutrition program is the same thing. We need to have a healthy food, which means you need to discern which theology you are buying into or not. Theology means thinking about God, pursuing God, and pursuing the knowledge of God. There are many gods out there. So in our church, intentionally we are putting up the Apostles' Creed from the beginning because that is God, that kind of God, Trinity God, Father God, Son God, Holy Spirit God. We are believing it in this place as a Methodist Christian in this place. So we need to know, right, and practice by knowing the direction and practice over and over until you're getting it, then you're going to be a winning team. Sometimes we do mistakes here and there. Our body will be aching. I have not gone back to gym yet this year because of many good reasons. And I feel like my joint is telling me that I better to get in a shape. Because I do exercise regular basis until this January because all the moving situation. And then my excuse was moving boxes here and there is my exercise. But it is different. Intentional burning the calorie in and booster up your muscle is necessary. Intentionally, we are reading the Bible is very important. Good food, but you and I needed to discern what kind of food are we going to be getting. And there are so many good food in here. Menu is presented for us, right? And how can we eat? And what kind of food would you like to eat? Depend where you are. Depend where I am. Depend on where our church is right now. Different food for the different situation, right? And then a breakfast, I don't think that any people have a steak for the breakfast, right? No. But Koreans do. Do you know that? Rice for every meal. We need to distinguish where, depend on where we are. We are getting a different food. And then we are sharing the same prayer message every Sunday so far, but people are getting different messages. That is a miracle. That is a work of the Holy Spirit. In order to go upward and inward, you need to know where you are And you guys needed to know how to connect with God. God is in the same place. The God is clearly said that I am the God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The variable in this relationship is we, where we locate ourselves in this relationship. So you need to define where you are. Name the problems, name the joys, name the concerns in your life. Soon you name it, you can connect it with God directly because you know where you are, right? So that is a direction of conversation we do have in our prayer ministry, in a ministry of our church. Here, again, prayer is talking to God and talking with God. And talking to God and talking with God is somewhat different. Talking to God means you put God there and you are kind of pour out your word at God all the time, right? Do this, do this, do this. God, I need to do this. Without having God a chance to respond to your talk. That means talk to God. When oftentimes we do talk to God instead of talk with God. That is, well, as a beginner, we are okay to, in conversation with God, talk to God, right? In the beginning, babies, when we have a baby, they talk, right? Mothers, fathers, grandparents, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Little baby, when you approach by the little baby, a little kid, they talk, right? And sometimes you need to hug them to shut them down. And sometimes God does the same way. God is exactly the way, So God has placed God's character in us. So watch out what you are doing. Pay attention to how you are interact with your kid. God is the same thing. God shows God's character through you to your children. Talk to God. Talk with God is different. When we are become a little bit mature and then we are talking with God. We are conversationing with God. And we are giving a God's response to our talk and God is talking to us and we are responding to God. So the two-way conversation can happen as we grow in relationship with God. Today, this message is from the Matthew, the Lord's Prayer. We always pray the Lord's Prayer in church, and from young to old, people can recite this Lord's Prayer. In the Bible, we have two Lord's Prayer. One is from the Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 13, the passage we just read. And then another one is from the Gospel Luke chapter 11, verse 2 to 4. So I'm going to be reading the Gospel Luke chapter 11, verse 2 to 4 first, which is not a familiar Lord's Prayer we recite in the church. Just pay attention to it. But it's a Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. We're going to be reading it together. First, I'm going to be reading the Lord's Prayer from Gospel Luke chapter 11, verse 2 to 4. He says to them, Jesus says to disciples, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Short version of the Lord's Prayer. Let's turn to the Gospel Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And then we're going to be reading together verse 9 and 10 only for this time. Verse 9 and 10 in one voice. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 together. Ready? Go. Step there. It is upward direction and inward direction, right? Jesus defined himself in this conversation as a son, the child of God, so he can call Father. So whenever we have a conversation, we know what kind of identity we need to play in the relationship. Whenever you are so confused about who you are, pick someone around you or pick someone in your family and you will know who you are. And if you are so not so sure about your identity, let me have a conversation with you and I will define for you. The definition I'm going to define your identity in the conversation is one aspect of it. We know who we are, but also we are getting the identity in relationship. Jesus clearly knew who he is and whose he is. And in an upward and inward direction, he glorified God first and then identified himself and then he's moved on to the next section in here. And I'm trying to emphasize the direction of a prayer first that will ease us out how to engage the conversation with the Lord. And verse 11 and 12. Let's read it together. Verse 11 and 12. Ready? Go. This is the outward direction, right? And clearly Jesus knew what direction he needed to play in the prayer. And let's read it, finish it up the reading. Verse 13. Ready? Go. It stops in here. When we compare, this passage is onward, clearly, right? Will, do not lead us into temptation. Do not lead us to the evil. Deliver us from evil. And here, Matthew and Gospel Luke has a different approach of the Lord's Prayer. And then in the Gospel Luke, there is the no will be, God's will be done line, right? Because there is a different perspective. Probably your Lord's Prayer might be different like Matthew and Gospel Luke has. And also Gospel Luke does not have a deliver us from evil. Right? Trial is there, but it not evil. And then there is a different era, different journey. Matthew and Luke are walking together, but they are heading to the same direction. Towards God. Again, know where you are. You are heading to the same direction but different ways. So you cannot compare yourself with other people. Your journey is so uniquely and separately, wonderfully created for you. So take ownership of your journey with God. And since we talk about prayer and prayer and prayer in here, I needed to ask something. How many of you pray so seriously every week, every day? Good, good. It is very important. Talking with God is very important. If you feel like you lost, you need to call God. You need to tell God. You need to connect with God. And then the God has all the signals, all the world, that God will respond. We do believe that God will answer because God already determined that God will answer to us. We believe that, right? Because we went over this topic 2 weeks ago. I hope all of you remember. Since we talked about the Lord's Prayer, I would like to lead the Lord's Prayer with you. And so let's bow our head, and then I'm going to lead the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
well, called you. Well, no, I didn't call you. I'm just praying. Well, let me go back to the praying mode. We are not expecting God to answer us right away, but we needed to pray because we needed to finish this service before Bear game starts. So other than that, I don't think that we're going to have people here next Sunday. So, okay, let's continue prayer. And the Lord's Prayer is our topic today. So let me continue praying. Our Father, who art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, our Father, who art in heaven. Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
Who are you?
I am God, the one you called.
Oh, we often do not expect that God will answer in our prayer, right? Because we just pray, because we just do as a Christian. But I didn't mean anything that by that. I meant to be answered by you or hear God, but I was, you know, just sing my prayer for the day.
Well, I
always say the Lord's Prayer, you know, in church, in my daily life. It makes me feel good, kind of like fulfilling a duty.
Well, all right. Go on.
Okay, so I'm going to move on. Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it right there. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means, I don't know what it means. How in the world did I should know? It's just part of a prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Hey, that makes sense, isn't it? Well, I never thought about what hollow meant before. Thank you, God. Let me continue my prayer, please.
Okay.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
What are you doing about it?
Doing? Well, I guess nothing. I just think that it would be nice if you got control over everything down here like you have up there. We are kind of in a mess down here, you know?
Yes, I know. But have I got control over you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your bad temper? You've really got a problem there, you know.
Ooh.
And there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself.
Ooh.
And what about the kinds of books you read?
I guess God knew that I went out for shopping. But wait a minute. Stop picking on me. I'm a pastor, you know. I'm leading prayer. You're supposed to be a nice guy, especially to me. I'm just as good as some of those church people.
Excuse me. I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
Oh, well, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name some others.
So could I.
Okay. I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would like to be really, really, really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and me. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Look, Lord, if you don't mind, again, I need to finish up this prayer. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. After this prayer, I needed to sing the closing hymn and bless your people and go home and feed my hubby and go to the soup kitchen. You know, I need to finish it everything on time. Oh, so many people needed to watch the Bear game after this service. And if I don't finish it after this service on time, you may not have a people next Sunday coming here. Can you help me out by letting me go on praying?
Okay, go on.
Where am I? Okay, here it goes. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out the bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hello, I know that for the months I did not exercise, but you know, you are going too hard. I mean, you are too hard on me. Man, what is this? Here I am doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You just might get what you asked for. Remember, you called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep praying. Well, go on.
I'm scared, God.
Scared? Of what?
I know what you will say.
Try me.
Okay. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors.
What about grace?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. She told lie about me, and it spread rumors. She never paid me back the money she owes and borrowed. She did not even give me back the tear she borrowed from me. I've sworn to get even with her.
But your prayer, what about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's quite a load carrying around all that bitterness and resentment, isn't it?
Yes, but I will feel better as soon as I get even with her, I think. Boys, have I got some plan for her? She will wish she had never been born.
No, you won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. You know how unhappy you are. Well, I can change that.
You can? How?
Forgive Grace. Then I'll forgive you. And all the hate and the sin will be Grace's problem, not yours. You will have settled the problem as far as you are concerned.
Oh. You're right. You always are. And more than I wanted to get even with her, I wanted to be right with you. All right. I forgive her.
There now. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, I feel pretty great. You know, I don't think I will go to bed uptight tonight. I haven't been getting much rest, you know.
Yeah, I know. But you're not through with your prayer, are you? Go on.
Oh, all right. Okay. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
I know.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really, really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I wanted to please you now. I've really made a mess of things. I want to follow you truly. I can see now how great that would be. So tell me, how do I make you happy?
You just did.
This is the prayer. Lord Jesus set an example for us. Let's follow this model of a prayer together as a community of a faith in this place.